iconic Chesterfield refurb is engineered to perfection. When the iconic property in Chesterfield went on the market, couple James and Rebecca knew it was the right project for them. Built in 1927 by the inventor of stainless steel, Harry Brelli, the house was in need of some love. Brelli purchased the site at the end of the First World War, and the six-bedroom home now sits on more than an acre of spectacular gardens. The couple, having always lived in Chesterfield, were aware of the house and its famous previous occupant, so they jumped at the chance when they discovered it was up for sale. James said, "We've always liked projects. This was the most unloved property on the street that needed some well-deserved TLC. They initially thought the project would take 7 to 8 months to complete. There isn't an inch two of the property or grounds that haven't been refurbished or modified in some way, therefore 8 months went into 2 years. It cost twice as much as we thought and took twice as long, but we wanted it done a certain way to ensure we achieved the perfect result." James and Rebecca knew that it would have been far simpler and cost-effective to knock the house down and start again, but didn't want to add to the throwaway society we unfortunately now live in. "We love old buildings, classic cars, antiques, etc. This house was built in an era where quality mattered and there were no time or cost constraints. It's a solid property, built by a world-famous engineer, so I'm sure no corners were cut. It's nice to be able to bring a property back to life and restore it. We've ended up with something unique, well-built and has history to it." The couple wanted to maximize the garden without blocking any of the incredible view, so they decided on a glass balustrade system from Kew Railing. By utilizing the existing terraces, seating and dining areas were created and framed in glass. "We've used the Kew Railing brand for over 10 years as they are the Rolls-Royce of balustrade systems," said James. "Backed up with a fantastic technical support team, along with a professional service throughout the design and installation process. Taking on a renovation project of this size can be daunting, and James had the following advice: have a plan, but keep this updated each week. The project will evolve as the works progress, and you'll have new ideas on designs, etc. Live and breathe it. Early mornings, late nights, weekends, every spare hour you have, take the time to have a coffee and walk round the property. You might have another idea. Look as far forward as you possibly can. Remember, if we can predict the future, it helps us to take the right steps now. And whatever your budget is, double it. We've learned, buy cheap, buy twice. And finally, always keep positive. Some days are better than others. When it's complete though, you'll feel a huge sense of accomplishment and you'll be battled hard and ready for the next one."